श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदो श्री अद्वैत गौरांग श्री वासादी गौर भक्तवृंद श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
Thank you.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare पादं भज भक्ति लभ्यो प्रेमा विधान परम पुमर्थ तस्मै जगन मंगल मंगला चैतन्य चंद्र नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हिमावदिव्यो छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्र नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते
जन्नातं कर्मनिष्ठे न च समधिगतं जतप ध्यान जुगे वैराग्ये स्त्यागस्तत्त्वस्तुति भिरपि न जत कीर्तन चापि कश्चित् गोविंद प्रेम भागंगपि न च करितं जद रहस्यम् स्वयं च नाम्नैव प्राग्रासीद् अवतरति परिदर्शतं नामी गौ चैतन्य चंद्राय नमः चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला चैप्टर 13 त्रयोदश परिच्छेद श्लोक 87
हैते हैते हैल गर्भो त्रयोदश मासो
होइते होइते होइल गर्भ त्रयोदश मास
तथापि भूमिष्ठ नहे मिश्रेर होइल त्रासो
तथापि भूमिष्ठ नहे
चक्रवर्ती कहिल गणिया
निलंबर चक्रवर्ती
एई मासे पुत्र होवे शुभ क्षण पाइया सोके मासो दे फाल्गुन
चौदह सात सात सके मासे फाल्गुन
पौर्णमासीर संध्या काले पहिले शुभ क्षण
पौर्णमासीर संध्या काले
सिंह लग्न उच्च ग्रह गण
सिंह राशि सिंह लग्न उच्च ग्रह
षड़ वर्ग अष्ट वर्ग सर्वसुलक्षण सकलंक चंद्रयारो कौन प्रयोजन
सकलंक चंद्रयारो कौन प्रयोजन
ए
तो जानी राहु कैलो चंद्रेर ग्रहण
ये तो जानी राहु कैलो चंद्रेर ग्रहण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरि नामी भासे त्रिभुवन
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरि नामे भासे त्रिभुवन
इन दिस वे द प्रेग्नेंसी अप्रोच्ड इट्स 13th मंथ बट स्टिल देर वॉज नो साइन ऑफ द डिलीवरी ऑफ द चाइल्ड दस जगन्नाथ मिश्र बिकेम ईगरली अप्रिहेंसिव नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती कहिल गणिया ऐ मासे पुत्र हबे शुभकण शुभक्षण पाया नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती ग्रैंड फादर ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु देन डिड एन एस्ट्रोलॉजिकल कैलकुलेशन एंड सेड दैट इन दैट मंथ टेकिंग एडवांटेज ऑफ एन ऑस्पिशियस मूवमेंट चाइल्ड वुड टेक बाथ 1400 मास जे फाल्गुन पौर्णमासी संध्या काले होइले शुभक्षण दस इन द ईयर 1407 of the Saka era, in the month of Phalguna, March, April, on the evening of the full moon, the desired auspicious movement appeared, purported by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Amrita Prabhava Vasya, has presented the horoscope of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. Saka, 1407, by 10, by 22, by 28, by 45, Dinam, 7, 15, 40, 13, 11, 54, 37, 6, 8, 38, 40, 23. The explanation of the horoscope given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is that at the time of the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the constellations were situated as follows. Shukra, Venus, and the constellation of the Ashwini stars were in Mesha Rasi, Aries. Ketu, the ninth planet, and Uttara Phalguni were in the Singha Rasi, Leo. Chandra, the moon, was in Purva Phalguni, the 11th lunar mansion. Shani, Saturn, and Jyeshtha were in Vrishchika, Scorpio. Brihaspati, Jupiter, and Purva Asadha were in Dhanu, Sagittarius. Mangala, Mars, and Shravana were in Makara Rasi, Capricorn. Ravi, the sun, was in Kumbha Rasi, Aquarius. Rahu was in Purva Bhadrapada, and Buddha, Mercury, and Uttara Bhadrapada were in Mina, Pisces. The day was Singha Lagna. Singha Rasi, Singha Lagna, Uchagraha Gana, Sadavarga, Ashtavarga, Sarva Sulakshana. According to the Jyotirveda or Vedic astronomy, in the figure of the lion appears, both in the zodiac and time of birth lagna, this indicates a very high conjunction of planets and area under the influence of Sarvarga and Ashtavarga, which are all auspicious movements. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the divisions of Sarvarga area are technically called Khetra Hora and Drekana, Navamansa, Dvadasansa, and Trinsansa. According to Jyotirvedic astrology, when it is calculated who rules the constellation of six areas, the auspicious movement is calculated. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was previously also a great astrologer, says that in the book named Brihat Jataka and other books, there are directions for knowing the movements of the stars and planets. One who knows the process of drawing a straight line and thus understands the area of Ashtavarga can explain the auspicious constellations. This science is known especially by persons who are called Hora Shastravid, or those who know the scripture of the name Hora. On the strength of astrological calculations from the Hora scripture, Nirambar Chakravarti, grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ascertained the auspicious movement in which the Lord would appear. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana Sakalanka Chandraya Kon Prayojana. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body. Atadani rahu kaila chandre brahana krishna krishna harinami bhase pivana. Considering this rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon, immediately vibrations of krishna krishna hari inundated the three walls. According to Jyotir Veda, the rahu planet comes in the front of the full moon and thus a lunar eclipse takes place. It is customary in India that all the followers of the Vedic scriptures take bath in the Ganges or the sea as soon as there is a lunar or solar eclipse. All strict followers of Vedic religion stand up in the water throughout the whole period of the eclipse and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. At the time of the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a lunar eclipse took place, and naturally all the people standing in the water were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Namo vigraha swarupa kinaye karupa
tine bhedo nahi tino chidananda rupo tine bhedo nahi tino chidananda deho deiro namo namiro krishne nahi bhedo deho o namo namiro jire dharmo namo deho swarupi bibhedo jive dharma nam deho swarupe vibhedo ato eva krishner namo deho vilaso ato prakrutindriyo grajyano hoyesu prakaso prakrutindriyo grajyano krishna namo krishna guna krishna lila vrindo krishna namo krishna guna
krishna lila vrindo
krishna raso rupa sama sarva chidananda krishna raso bhakti bhagavani ro anu bhava purna rupe bhakti bhagavani ro anu bhava purna rupe ekai vigrahita ro ananta swarupe ekai vigrahita ro ये होची महाप्रभु करो नाम समंदर कथा अलाइट एंड स्पीक समथिंग इंग्लिश हियर इट सेज अथदानी राहु कैल चंद्र ग्रहण कृष्ण कृष्ण हरि नामे भासेति भुवन कंसीडरिंग दिस राहु द ब्लैक प्लैनेट कवर्ड द फुल मून इमीडिएटली वाइब्रेशंस ऑफ कृष्ण कृष्ण हरि इनंडेटेड द थ्री वॉल्स अकॉर्डिंग टू ज्योतिर्वेद The Rahu planet comes in front of the full moon and thus a lunar eclipse takes place. It is customary in India that all the followers of the Vedic scripture take bath in the Ganges or the sea as soon as there is a lunar or solar eclipse. All strict followers of Vedic religion stand up in the water throughout the whole period of the eclipse and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. At the time of the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a lunar eclipse took place. And naturally, all the people standing in the water were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the time and moment when Mahaprabhu appeared. This indicates that Mahaprabhu appeared to give Harinam in the mouth of all the living entities, especially all human beings. In that moment Mahaprabhu appeared, so there was this lunar eclipse. So all people, this is customary in India, they follow very scripture. At that time they go to Ganges or to sea or some holy water, take bath, standing there throughout the whole period of eclipse, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This indicates that Mahaprabhu appeared to give and make everybody chant Hare Krishna. That time he appeared. Because this Kali Yuga, people cannot do anything. No sadhana. They can work sadhana, they can do. Kali Yuga is the most degraded age, sinful age. Kali means adharma, irreligiosity, papa, sinful activities. Four pillars of sinful activity. This visiting, meditating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. All are engaged. Whole atmosphere is polluted atmosphere. Thought process is polluted. Everything polluted. All sinful. What? What sadhana? They cannot can do. They cannot do anything. So, Krishna is so merciful, he appeared in form of Sriman Mahaprabhu to give the highest thing, the holy name. Krishna came in last Vaivasvata Manantara, last part of that Manantara. He appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj, brother Adanandana, and he gave his message in the form of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where he has spoken about Raga Marga Bhakti. He has spoken it. Raga Marga Bhakti, Raga Anuga Bhakti. Then, even of his Leela, went to his dham in spiritual world, that is Golok Vrindavan. There, he was thinking, I gave everything through Arjuna, the whole mankind. I gave my instructions, most confidential instruction. His most confidential instruction is manmanava bhava madbhakto madjaji mang namaskar mang avasyasi satyam te pratijani piyosime sarvadharman paityajya mamekam saranam brajaham tansrapabhya mukhisyami maasukar. This is Krishna's most confidential instruction. It's manmana bhavo. Think of me constantly, always. Keep me in your mind. He says. Is it possible? Huh? Is your mind thinking of Krishna constantly? My question, say yes or no.
No.
Don't say anything else. Is your mind thinking of Krishna constantly? No. Stupid mind is not thinking of Krishna. Why is this so? This Krishna says, this is the most confidential instruction. Manmana bhava, mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskaru. Think of me constantly, day and night, 24 hours. Don't miss even one moment. Think of Krishna. Become my bhakta, my devotee, my servant. Offer worship to me. Pay obeisance to me. Then suddenly come to me. Sarvadharman paityajya mame kausanam raja. Giving up, abandoning all varieties of dharma. Just surrender unto me. Most confidential. In this instruction, he has spoken about raga anuga bhakti, raga marga bhakti. He has spoken about. Because without love, nobody can think of Krishna constantly. Krishna is the only object of love. Krishna is the only object of love. This is question of love only. If you have not developed love, How can you think of Krishna? Your stupid mind can think of Krishna? No. You are not put Krishna in the platform of love. So how your stupid mind can think of Krishna? Not possible at all. You have put your body and bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, children in the platform of love. So the stupid mind is thinking that thing. Sudamita Ramani Ira Chinta, isn't it? He's thinking of his son, daughter, wives, family members, friend, not Krishna. Because you have not put Krishna in the platform of love. How is it possible? No possibility. No possibility at all. Sarvarman paiti yamami kumsaranam vradaha. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender. It is very easy to say, but very difficult to do, to surrender, complete surrender. Understand, it's not easy. It requires Krishna prema. He requires prema. Yes. Otherwise, nobody can surrender. Your so-called surrender without prema is artificial, either artificial or partial or conditional. Conditional, not true surrender. A request prema. So in this word, this instruction, Krishna has spoken about raga-marga-bhakti, raga-anu-bhakti. So Krishna Sridham Sarva-bhutanam is the only way which are friend of every living entity. So, though he went there to his abode, speaking all these things, still he was thinking there. Oh, I said all these things. I spoke about raga-marga-bhakti, but how will it be? Mangeva yasyasi satyante pratijane piyosime. Arjuna, you are very dear to me, therefore I spoke you this confidential thing. Most confidential. This is satya, this truth, and you will come to me. One who can understand this thing as in tattva and practice it in his life, suddenly he will come to me. Suddenly, he said. But how many can understand this thing? Especially the people of Kali Yuga, most sinful age. Mayabaddha, conditioned jivas, most of them are all in bodily conception of life. They have accepted the body itself. They don't know anything but this body. They have no knowledge about the soul. They know this bodily comfort, bodily enjoyment, material enjoyment, sense enjoyment is only sukha, only happiness. They know this, they have accepted this thing, isn't it? They don't know other than this. I said this thing, but how can they understand this thing? These people cannot understand at all. Krishna is thinking, yes, this is a fact, I have said this thing. If someone is fortunate, someone is fortunate, if he can understand it in tattva and practice in his life, then he suddenly will come to me and get me. But this jivas, kali yuga people, they are all mad after this viṣaya sukha, after this sense enjoyment, material sense enjoyment. They have no faith in my words. They cannot put faith in my words. Those are, what to say, running after this material sense enjoyment. They have understood this thing, that this enjoyment, material sense enjoyment, is the be-all and end-all of life. They don't know anything else than that. But he is committing a wrong and blunder. He will never admit it. He will never admit that he is committing a blunder or wrong, running after the material sense enjoyment. He will never admit it. So he cannot follow my instruction. He cannot follow. And Krishna thinks, I have said it theoretically only. So Krishna is a theoretical speaker, and Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. So Krishna is thinking, I said theoretically, I have not demonstrated it practically, how to think of Krishna incidentally, every moment. How to surrender unto Krishna? I have not practically demonstrated. So, I have to go again. I have to go again. She thought of, I have to go again. I'll set up the example before them. Therefore, say example is better than precept. Example is better than precept. I'll go and set up an example for them. All is how to think of Krishna incidentally. How to cry for Krishna. How to completely surrender unto Krishna. What is prayodana? What is needed for it? That's love. Prema. Prema is prayodana tattva. Prayodana tattva is prema. But this Kali Yuga, people, they were all running after this material sense enjoyment. And they were eating stole. Sense enjoyment eating stole. Do you understand? So, my theoretical instruction will not help them. Thinking that this stole is very nice, very sweet. They are eating it. Kardama, mud, eating stool or mud. And thinking, yes, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. I am satisfied, I am satisfied. Thinking that they are eating mud or stool, thinking I am eating, drinking milk. Drinking milk. But I'll go and give them real milk, put real milk in it. Then they can accept it. Otherwise they cannot accept it. And then they will give up this stool, give up this mud. Then they will be covetous of greed for this milk, this mellow, this nectar. So if somebody is fortunate, wise, intelligent, if he could have understood me and followed my instruction, what you would have gotten, I'll go and give him that thing directly. That is prema. That prema purushottama gauranga. So Krishna thought of like that. If I go and give them prema bhakti, then they will be attracted towards it. They give up this eating stool and mud, and they'll be attracted towards it. Many, many kalapas and yugas have gone. I have not given prema bhakti. I have not given prema bhakti. So this time I'll go, give them prema bhakti. Again, I'll never say theoretically, practically I'll demonstrate. I'll set up an example, bhajana adarsa. Set up the example of the bhajan, siddha bhajan. So, Krishna thought of like that. Chirakala kari nahi, prema bhakti dan, bhakti vina jagatare nahi avasthan, jagadharma pravartam nam sankirtana, chari bhava bhakti dhyan achang bhuvan, apani kariyo bhakta bhava angikare, apani achari bhakti sikham sabare. Many, many jugas have gone, I have not given prema bhakti. Without that bhakti, nothing is there. So I'll go and establish Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan, and I'll give them four Bhava Bhakti. Though there are five main mellows, Santo, Dasya, Sakya, Vaisalya, Madhurya, but in Mahaprabhu's line, Santo is discarded. He discarded Santo, he said, Chari Bhava Bhakti diya. I'll give four Bhava Bhakti. That is Dasya Sakya Vasalya Madhurya. Understand me? Santo he discarded. Because why discarded Santo? Though Santo is one of the main mellows. Because in Santaros it is said, Santaros there is no personal relationship. Santara Svav Krishna Mamata Gundhahina Param Brahma Paramatma Jnana Pravina. This is Santa Bhakta. Those who are Santarasa Bhakta, They have no personal relationship. It's Krishna Mamata Gandhayana, no personal loving relationship. There is no question of loving relationship. In Santa, is Param Brahma Paramatma Jnana Pravina. Those who speak about Param Brahma Paramatma, those who follow the path of Jnana, they come under this Santarasa Bhakta. You understand that from Mahaprabhu discarded. This Santarasa is said, Chari Bhava Bhakti Dhyan Nasam Bhuvana. I'll make the whole world dance. Chanting of Hare Krishna, giving this four Bhava Bhakti. Nasya Sakhya Vasalya Madhur Madhur Jaras. Through that I'll give Prema Bhakti. I'll give Prema Bhakti. That was Krishna's thought. So he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Juga dharma pravartana hoyam sahite, amam vina onne nare braja prema dite. As Krishna never comes in all Dwapar Yugas, similarly, Mahaprabhu never comes all Kali Yuga. Once a kalpa, he comes. Similarly, once a kalpa in one special Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu comes. In other Kali Yugas, Ansa, the plenary portion, Mahaprabhu comes and he establishes Yuga Dharma. Ansa will come and establish Yuga Dharma, but he cannot give Braja Prema. Amam vina onya nare Braja Prema vina. Only I can give Braja Prema. Ansa cannot give Braja Prema. Therefore, in this special Kali Yuga, where Krishna himself came in the form of Mahaprabhu to give Braja Prema. So this is special Kali Yuga. Kahape apan bhakta gana kari sange, prithivide avatari kari bunana ronge, otobhavi kali kare tathama sandhyaya, avatinna haila krishna apanina dhyaya. Thinking like this, Krishna appeared in Nadia, first sandhya, evening of kali kara, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sati Mata. And they say, time, Purnima Tithi, when there is a Rahu Grasta Chandra Grahan, the eclipse, lunar eclipse, the Rahu planet has covered the full moon, and all the people were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That time, Mahaprabhu appeared is a Akalanka Gaura Chandra. Is Akalanka Gaura Chandra Diradarasana, Sakalanka Chandra Arkon Prayodana. And the spotless moon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible. What would be the need of a moon full of black marks on its body? You understand? This is the appearance time of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And his horoscope has been given, how all planets are in very high place. Singharasi, Singhalagna, Uchagrahagana, Sadaparga, Ashtavarga, Sarvasulakshana, according to Jyotirveda or Vedic astronomy, figure of the lion appears both in the zodiac and the time of birth, lagna. This indicates a very high conjunction of planets and area under the influence of Sadaparga, Ashtavarga, which are all auspicious movements. He remained in the Mother Sumpha 13 months. Hoita hoita hoila garbhatrayoda samasa, tathabhi bhumishtana hai mishtana hoila samasa. He remained, because he is not ordinary human being, supreme personality of Godhead. He never takes birth like us. You understand? Remained room for 13 months. Because when all auspicious movement will come, then will come out. Otherwise, never come out. Then Nirambara Chakravarti, the great astrologer, famous astrologer, his grandfather from mother's side, he calculated and said, yes, this Subhalagna, Nirambara Chakravarti kahila ganiya, ehi maase putra hove subhakyana paya. Grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nirambara Chakravarti, did an astrological calculation, said that in this month, taking advantage of auspicious moment, the child would take birth. This auspicious moment. And especially in Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar, Nam Hoita Hoi Sarva, Jagatani Star, Nam Vina Kali Kale Naya Ara Dharma, Sarva Mantra Sara Namo Yi Sastra Marma. Tar Madhya Sarva Sveshtha Nam Sankirtana Niraparadha Nam Vaile Paya Prema Dhana. In Kali Yuga, there is no incarnation. Only name incarnation is there. Kali Yuga Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has incarnated himself in the form of his holy name in Kali Yuga. Nama hoite hoi sarva jagatani star. If you can flood the whole world with this holy name, you know, all whole world will be delivered. Yes. Whole world will be delivered if you can flood this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Whole world will be delivered. Therefore, should chant this pure name. Harinam eva kevalam, only Harinam is there. All must take shelter of Harinam. This is Shastra Marma, all Shastric injunction, Siddhanta. Tar madhya sarva sreshtho nam sankirtana, niraparadhe nam loile paye premadhana. Nam sankirtana is topmost dharma. If your chanting is offenseless, niraparadh, you definitely get prema, Krishna prema. That Mahaprabhu has come, Mahaprabhu took birth, Mahaprabhu appeared to give that Krishna prema. Namneva Pradasa, through chanting his holy name, he appeared to give prema, therefore he is known as Prema Purushottama. Nama Mahavadanyaya, Krishna prema Purayati. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tuise Nama. This is the Pranam Mantra Rupa Goswami has offered to Mahaprabhu. He is most munificent incarnation because he gives Krishna prema. Nobody gives Krishna prema. Even Krishna never gives. When he comes as Mahaprabhu, he gives it. Apamara Vitadara, most munificent incarnation, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully munificent. Adhutakarunya, adhutavadanya, adhutavadarjavigraha is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Indiscriminately, he is Krishna prema. Therefore we say, uttama adhama kichuna vachila, jachiye dile kakor, kahe premananda yamana gaurange hudaya dhyago. He never discriminates about uttama or adhama, elevated or most degraded, never discriminates. He embraces one and all. Do you understand? He has raised his hands, calling oneself, come to my fold, come to my fold, I want to embrace you. Yes. Jachiyadilakakol, uttamadamakichunavadila. Jachiyadilakakol. Ohe premananda yamana gauranga hude. Such is gauranga. Such is gauranga. Most munificent, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous. Put that gauranga in your heart. The Satinandana, Hudaya Spuratuna, Satinandana. Let that Satinandana manifest in the heart of everybody. Keep Satinandana in your heart, then say, Vaja Gauranga Kaho Gauranga Loh Gaurangiro Namari Vaja Gauranga Kaho Gauranga Gauranga. For Premananda Das, a Vaishnava poet says, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Loha Gauranga Ranamari, Jejana Gauranga Bhajese Huyamar Pran. Chant the name of Gauranga. Adore the name of Gauranga. Sing the name of Gauranga. One who does so is my life and soul. Grihe Bhavaneste Thake Ha Gauranga Bolidake Narottama Magetar Sangha. Narottam Das Thakur says, he may be a grihavasi or a vanavasi, he may be a grihastha, or jati, sannyasi, whatever he may be. But all is saying, ha gauranga, ha gauranga, you say. So, Nartam Das Thakur begs, his mercy begs for his association. You understand? This is the most confidential instruction of Krishna, Manvana Bhava. He has hinted here, he has indicated here of Prema Bhakti, Raga Bhakti. And he came form of Mahaprabhu to practically set up that example, practically teach how to surrender, how to think of Krishna and what are the name of Krishna. All every movement had to set tears from Krishna. Hari Hari Balite Nayanu Bahya Niram. He is not Hari himself, but chanting name of Hari, he sets tears. He sets tears. You understand? So Mahaprabhu's instruction, Vrindavan Das Thakur has given in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna Gao Krishna Nama Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna Krishna Vinu Keha Kichu Nama Viyo Anu Krishna Vinu Keha Kichu Nama Viyo Anu Jodi Ama Prati Sneho Thaki Soba Karo Bakaro Tobi Krishna Vyatirikto Nagai Vyaro Tobi Krishna Vyatirikto Nagai Vyaro Kisayane Ki Bhojane Jagorone ki yani ki bhojane ahor niso chinta krishna bolo bodhone ahor niso chinta krishna bolo Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Gao Krishna Nam. Adar the name of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, sing the name of Krishna. Krishna Vinu Keho Kichuna Bhavyohan. Don't think anything but Krishna. This is Manmana Bhava. This requires prema, Krishna prema, love of Krishna. Otherwise nobody can think of Krishna every moment. Jadi ama pradisneho thake savakar, tabe Krishna vyatirikta na gai vyar. Mahaprabhu, if you really love me, then you must accept my instruction. Tabe Krishna vyatirikta na gai vyar. I tell you, don't sing anything, don't chant anything, but Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kisayane ki bhojane ki vajagarane, ahor nisa chinta krishna balaho vadane. All condition, sleeping condition, waking condition, even while taking food, day and night 24 hours, think of Krishna and utter the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The same instruction, Mahaprabhu's instruction, Krishna gave theoretical instruction, Mahaprabhu practically. He always utters name of Krishna and sets tears. You understand? He is not, Krishna is a theoretical speaker, whereas Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. He came to set up this example. Apane achari dharma upari sikha, apane na koile dharma, sikhano na jai, ehi to siddhanto gita bhagavate koi. Unless you, yourself, practice in your life, you cannot preach. You have no right to preach. have no right to speak. Do you understand? It will be theoretical, it will be like blank fire. It will never be effective at all. Do you understand? It will never be effective. Theoretical speaking will never be effective. If you practice yourself in life and speak, then it's effective. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu, Acharya, himself, chanting Hare Krishna, crying for Krishna, shedding tears for Krishna, every moment, waking condition, sleeping condition, while taking 4 day and night, 24 hours of doing and saying, teaching, preaching. Do you understand? That is Mahaprabhu. The Mahaprabhu's instruction, Siddhanta, Mahaprabhu's Siddhanta in Nama, Vigraha, Nama. Nama Vigraha Sarupa Tina Yeka Rupa. Tina Bheda Nahi Tina Chidananda Rupa. Deha Dehira Nama Namira Krishna Nahi Bheda. Jiver Dharma Nama Deha Sarupa Vibheda. Adem Krishna Nama Deha Vedasa. Prakritendra Vajjana Hoya Soprakas. Krishna Nama, Krishna Guna, Krishna Lila Vrunda. Krishna Sarupa Sama Sava Chidananda. Chaitanya 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 said. There is no difference between the holy, the name of Krishna, the vigraha, deity of form of Krishna installed by Vaishnava, and Krishna himself is Swarupa. There is no difference. These three are Chidananda transcendental. Deho dehira nama namira Krishna nai bheda. Jiver dharma nama deho Swarupa vivada. There is no difference between the body of Krishna and Krishna himself. There is no difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna himself. There is no difference between deity of Krishna and Krishna himself. It is non-different. Jiva dharma nama deha sarupe vivada. But in jiva, there is difference. Jiva dharma nama deha. The name of jiva and his sarupa, that is different. One man is a blind man, but his name is Padmalotana. His name is Padmalotana, lotus-eyed, but he is blind. He is blind, but name is Padmalotana. So there is difference in his name and himself. Nama, deha. The jiva's deha is material body, not transcendental body. It's material body. But jiva's swarup, His swarup is, what to say, chitkana, what to say, fragmental part and parcel of Krishna, chitkana, like a spooling of, what to say in English? Spark, like a spark, you understand, Krishna Surya Sama, Krishna is the effulgent sun, transcendent sun, and jiva chitkana is spark, you understand, it's transcendental. But his deha, his body, is material. So there is difference. Jiva, there is difference. Deha, dehi, his body and himself is difference. But in Krishna, there is no such difference. Adev Krishna nama deha vilasa prakritendra rajyana hesapka. That's the name of Krishna, body of Krishna, activities, guna, everything cannot be, what you say, realized through prakrita indriya, through material senses. Unless your senses are purified, transcendental senses, they cannot appear in your senses, his name and his body and his pastimes, prakritendra vyajana, and not, what do you say in English? Cannot manifest in through material senses. Krishna nama guna Krishna lila vrunda Krishna surupa sama svachidananda. Name of Krishna, qualities of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, all are transcendental like Krishna. They are not different. This is Mahaprabhu's Siddhanta. This is Mahaprabhu's Siddhanta. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaura Priyajana, very dear of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Mahajana also, Acharya, Vaishnava Acharya, he has given the same Siddhanta. He has given service on the Harnam Chintamani. You'll find. Prabhu tummi jive romangalo chinta kari. Prabhu. Kali yuge nama sanye soyam avatari. Kali yuge nama sanye yuga dharma prachari lo nama sankirtana. Pathe Jivapa Krishna Premadana Mukhya Pathe Jivapa Krishna Premadana Name Rasmarana Nama Sankirtana Dharmajiva Paribhi Palana Ehi Mata Thinking the all auspicious all welfare of Jivas, O Lord, you advent yourself, incarnate yourself in Kali Yuga in the form of your holy name. And you preach Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And chief result of this Harinam Sankirtana is Krishna Premandhana. Jiva will get Krishna Premandhana. Niraparadhe Nam Raile Paya Prema. If your chanting is offenseless, pure name, that's none different from Krishna, that will give you Krishna Prema, you will get Krishna. Name smarana arnam sankirtana imatra dharma jiva kariyapal. This is the only dharma. Sarkali Yuga. Remember, think of the name and do nam sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Again, say the Harnam Chintamani. Krishna namo chintamani. Anadi chinmayo Krishna namo chintamani. Anadi chinmayo Jai Krishna sei namo ekatattvayo. Jai Krishna sei namo. Chintamani, Krishna nama Chintamani. Chintamani means he can give, name will give you everything. Those who are sakama karmi, material karmis, they have so many material desires. If they chant Hare Krishna, all their desires will be fulfilled. Name will give you. Because Chintamani, whatever, chinta, desire, thought you have, Krishna nama will give you. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha will give you these four purusharthas. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Those who attain namavastas, they get moksha. You understand? So many material desires you have, still standing Hare Krishna, all the desires will fulfill. Those who want moksha, liberation, name will give whom liberation. If you attain namavastas, then you will get moksha. Name will give. Those are niskama. That means no material desire. Na dhanam, na dhanam, na sundarim kapitamba. Jagadisha kama, ema madan mani, dan mani sure. bhavatad bhakti rahit mitri. This is niskamata, desirelessness. Non-desire for material enjoyment, non-desire for liberation. I don't want anything. Bhavatad bhakti rahit mitri. That means life after life, I'll serve your lotus feet, give you all pleasure. Give you all pleasure, all enjoyment. I never ask anything for me. They are niskama, desireless. Huh? So Krishna Nama will give them Krishna Prema, Siddha Krishna Prema, pure Krishna Prema. They only want that thing. And name will give you that for Chintamani. Jai Krishna, Sai Nam, Eka Tattva Hai. There is no difference. Name of Krishna and Krishna, one Tattva. Ato evo namo matro vaisnaviro dharma.
Ato evo
namo matro
vaisnaviro dharma.
Nami prasphutito ho rupa guna karma.
Nami prasphutita
rupa guna dhamma. Krishniro samagra lila nami vidyomana. Tattva tomaro vidhana.
Nama se parama tattva
tomaro vidhana. Adeva nama matra Vaishnava dharma is completely surrendered unto holy name. That Vaishnava is only one dharma he has, that completely surrendered unto the holy name. All is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Name, pure name is not different from Krishna. So, he will see the beautiful form of Krishna, Nami Prasvita Hoi Rupa Guna Karma. Beautiful form of Shyam Sundara will manifest before you. If you chant pure name, offenseless name, not only that, all the activities of the leelas, all the leelas, Krishna samagra leela nami vidyaman, all the leelas are there, the holy name, because that name is not different from Krishna. Nama se parama tattva tamara vidhanti. Krishna is supreme truth, the holy name is also supreme truth. The one who is chanting pure name, complete surrender unto the holy name of Krishna, chanting pure name. This is very beautiful form of Krishna, Shyam Sundara, not only that, this is the leelas. Let us manifest before him. Everything is there. The Mahaprabhu came and gave this highest thing, this holy name, name of Krishna. So when he is appearing at that time, in the mouths of everybody, this holy name is chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So you get everything, you get Krishna. He'll always be Krishna, he's always taking part in leelas of Krishna. The highest thing is such wonderfully munificent, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous is Gaura. Is Gaura. That is Gauranga Mahaprabhu is appearing. In all Vedas it has been said, Sarva Veda Bole Gao. Hari Namo Saro
Sarva Veda Bole Gao. Hari Namo Saro
Paibe Parma Priti Anando Paro.
Paibe Parma Priti Anando
Veda puna bale jato mukta mahajana.
Veda
bale jato
mukta
ঠাকুরে নাম সংকীর্তন করব্যমি সদা করে নাম সংকীর্তন নল বেদস দিস হাজ বিন সেড হাইস্ট থিং ইজ হরি নাম কৃষ্ণ নাম পাইবে পরমা প্রীতি আনন্দ ভাব চ্যান্ট পিওর নেম ইল গেট ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল হ্যাপিনেস অ্যান্ড আনলিমিটেড আনন্দ আনলিমিটেড আনন্দ হ্যাপিনেস প্লেজার ইউল গেট বেদ পুনঃ বলে যত মুক্ত মহাজন পরব্যমী করে সদা নাম এগেন বেদ সেড অল লিবারেটেড মহাজনস দে আর অল এনগেজ ইন দি স্পিরিচুয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইন দিস হরিনাম সংকীর্তন হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 শুদ্ধ নাম দার মুখে তার দৃঢ় মন কৃষ্ণ হইতে বিচলিত নহে কক্ষণ নামে দৃঢ় হইলে নাহি হই পাপে মতি পূর্ব পাপ দগ্ধ হই চিত শুদ্ধ হচ্ছে ই পাপ ফার্ম ফেথ দিস রিকোয়ার্স ফেথ Firm faith, strong faith in holy name. This is Dhruha. Then there is no possibility of the entrance of any sinful thought in your mind. No possibility at all. Eka Krishna nama kare sarva papa kheya. One name of Krishna has such potency that will destroy all papa. All sinful activities committed in lakhs, lakhs of lives. Such potency that papi cannot commit pap. Purva pap dagdha hoy. Any sinful reactions are there? All destroyed. If you chant holy name, pure name, then chetadarpanam ardhanam, your heart, consciousness, all becomes purified. Completely surrender. Krishna is the only protector, Krishna is Rakshaka or Palakama. This firm faith, Krishna is the only protector, my protector and maintainer, nobody else. Krishna is my protector and maintainer, thus the name is my protector and maintainer. He has firm faith in it. Aham mamudhyasa kinaro ke hudaya dino bhava namlo sakal samaye. He has no question of I and mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. No question of I and mine. With humble mood, humility, dino bhavi, chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. No pride, no arrogance, no perverseness, no false ego. Very humble, Trana Adati Sunichena, lowest of the law. In this mood, this mentality, this mood, he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then name will never leave his tongue for any moment. Name will manifest in his tongue. All moment. Vicharitamaya, ekakshana. This is Shraddha, Drudha Shraddha, firm faith in the holy name. Firm faith in the holy name. Now there is aparadhas. Consciously, unconsciously, we are committing aparadhas. Therefore, this nama-aparadha is there. No, 10 nama-aparadhas. If there is no aparadha, then there will be no pure name. So how to get rid of that aparadha? Our nama-chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Avisranto name namo অপরাধো যায় অবিত নামে নাম অপরাধো যায় তাহি অপরাধক স্থান নাহি পায়ে তাহি অপরাধক দিবারাত্র নাম লয়ে অনুতাপ করে দিবারাত্র নাম লয়ে ভজাই নাম ভল ধরে তবে অপরাধ যায় নাম ভল ধরে অপরাধ ঘটে শুদ্ধ নামের উদয়াধ ঘটে শুদ্ধ শুদ্ধ নাম ভাবময় আর প্রেমময় শুদ্ধ নাম ভাবময় আর প্রেমময় দিস ইজ দি প্রসেস ওয়ান শুড অ্যাডপ্ট অফ দোজ হু আর কমিটিং অপরাধ শুড বি কনসিয়াস অফ অপরাধ অ্যান্ড নট টু কমিট এগেইন Should not commit again aparath. Be repentant, repent. Avishranta naam loy. Naam aparath jai. Avishranta. What to say? Without cessation, constantly takes naam. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Kakuti svaita with the very humble bent of mind. Constantly chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then aparadha, namaparadha, offenses will be eradicated. Divaratra namloy, day and night, chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And becomes repentant. You should repent. Why I committed such a aparadha? Why I committed such a rascal I am? This one should be repentant. That I committed such a aparadha, this should be repentant. And then night chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then your aparadha will be destroyed. Then your name will manifest. Aparadha gati suddha name udai. When aparadha, your offenses are gone, then pure name manifests. Suddha name bhavamaya or premamaya. Pure name is full of prema, full of pure bhava and prema. That's Krishna. This is the process given in Harinam Chintamani to destroy namaparadha. One should be very, very repentant. Yes, I have committed this aparadha. Should be repentant. And I'll never commit again for the second time this aparadha. He'll be repentant and humble bent of mind, day and night chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then the aparadha will be destroyed, then pure name will manifest, Hare Krishna. प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय प्रेम पुरुषोत्तम सचिनंदन गौर हरि की जय समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंद की जय पावन सचिनंदन गौर हरि की जय